much background noise.
Okay. We are recording. This is the audit committee meeting on October 4th. It is 4:37 p.m. We are here at Westland City Hall, and I will go around and introduce who's here so I could just say it. Tanya Moffitt from Marina & Company. Online, we have Amanda Taylor and Daniel Choi from Marina & Company. We have Nathan Reagan, our citizen member of our audit committee. Rory Bielostowski from City Council. Josh Cam from Westland Finance. And this is Lauren Breithaupt from Westland Finance also. With that, we're just starting our audit this week. We had interim about a month ago. Everything went really well, and we're going to, the team is going to be working on our audit this week and next week, and then probably finishing up over the next few weeks, assuming we could get them the financials. So I'll turn it over to Tanya.
Okay, and I'm going to pull down my mask just so hopefully you guys can hear a little bit better and on the recording, if that's okay with everybody in the room. We've socially distanced. So we have started our field work for the city of West Lynn, and currently we don't have any concerns. We did go through, like Lauren said, and did interim, and that went very well. And we got all of the information that we needed, so we performed most of our risk assessment, our planning, determining what we were going to look at, things like that when we did interim. So we do a lot of internal control testing, going through, doing what we call walkthroughs, where we like go through the process of how things are done to look at how the internal controls are set up, if they're working, that kind of stuff. So that's kind of the pieces that we did during interim. We do some testing, like budget testing and things like that as well, during interim. So we hit the ground running when we start doing field work. So this week and next week, we are going to be doing a lot of our detailed testing. So we go through and we do samples and pull reports and things like that, and we'll go through and do all of that for the audit. We don't anticipate that this year is going to be any really have significant differences from last year that I can think of. And there really is, there's a few new accounting pronouncements that are coming up, but there's not any that really are going to affect the June 30, 2021 audit. So, because there are things that don't affect the city, and then one was just the postponement of other pronouncements, so it means it's going to take a little while to implement them. Our firm is going to implement SAS 134, which is, or 136, now I'm not sure. It's the new reporting standards. So the auditor's reports will look a little bit different this year than they did last year. So it's really a lot of different formatting things on how they're set up. And so like the paragraphs are going to be in a little bit different places. They look a lot different, but they still have the same information. So you will see the auditor's reports look a little bit different. We don't have to implement this year. It's for years ending after beginning after December 15th of 2021. So we still have a little bit of time to implement that, but we're just going to go ahead and implement it this year from a firm perspective. That doesn't affect anything that like the city has to do. We just have decided that it's just better. I helped write the AICPA state and local government audit guide that has the report examples, so I'm really versed in how they work right now. So I'm like, let's just do it right now while it's still fresh on my mind versus doing it in a couple of years or a year. So we're going to go ahead and implement that. As far as other pronouncements that are coming up, the leases one, the city has already implemented, so we don't have to worry about that one. That one is going to be effective in June 30 of 2022, but city is already done that. There's an omnibus one that just kind of incorporates some of the changes that have happened, but nothing really there that's going to be effective. All the other ones shouldn't really affect the city until there's a subscription-based information technology arrangements, and so that could potentially have a little bit of an impact on the city. But that doesn't come into effect until periods beginning after June 15th of 2022. So that's June 30th, 2023 would be the period. So no real new accounting pronouncements, which means that the good thing is that there'll be comparable financial statements, which is really good considering like all the changes and everything that we've had going on lately. At least there's no new accounting pronouncements that the finance committee is, or the finance team is going to have to go through and be implementing right now. There is a lot of new rules coming about with a lot of the new grant funding that's coming out. So we've got ARPA funds, which are these federal funds that don't really have a lot of rules and regulations around them. There are some rules and regulations, but there's a lot of money coming to the city of West Lynn. And so that's one thing to be keeping an eye on. The good thing about it is it's not going to affect the city really until June 30th of 2023's audit. But that means right now what they're doing, because they're getting ready to start spending the funds the city is, they'll need to make sure that they're in compliance with all those things. And so the nice thing is that city finance team has already been reaching out to us, asking us questions on things. They were the first client that I had that came up with doing a calculation, because there's this revenue loss piece of it that's a component of it where you can use part of the funds for revenue loss. So they were the first ones that actually gave us a copy of a draft, basically proposal of what to do. And so we went through, and I actually worked with a national committee that I'm on. We looked at the example that Lauren had done. It was nice to get a little bit of feedback there. And so we have been working on that. But that's the biggest thing, is the federal funds that are coming out, because unfortunately there's a lot of federal money coming out and the rules are very, very slow. So right now what we have is we have what's called an interim final rule. So not a final rule yet, but so we have like tentative rules on how to spend this funding and how to use this funding. As we get more information, we'll be letting our clients know to make sure that everybody's understands and knows what's going on there. So that's the biggest thing, but that's really not for the audit we're working on. It's going to be for next year's audit, but we're still helping make sure, because there is a lot of risk there when you have new sources of funding that you haven't had before, especially when the rules are not written right now. And so you're going to be seeing the rules are being written as we're spending the money and as our clients are spending the money. And so it's going to be very interesting to watch and see that kind of stuff. So do you guys have any questions for me on field work, on interim, any concerns? We can have these guys step out and leave the room if we need to.
We are on recording.
Yes.
We used to step out. Josh and I used to step out last year or a couple years ago. We found out that we have to be recording these and posting these on the website. So it's kind of us to step out. But we do like to say each time that you will have Tanya's card and her team's information. So if there's ever a concern or a question, like, please feel free to always reach out to them personally, and that way it won't be on recording.
Yeah.
But yes, of course, always feel free to reach out to them. The only thing that I wanted to add was, along with federal funds, we have something called a single audit, which is if we have federal expenditures of over $750,000. We had CARES Act funding last year, along with the fiscal year before. At this point, we don't think we're going to have a single audit for that. We're like really close to under the threshold. We're just going to verify as the audit goes on that there's no single audit, but that would add to their scope. Which is already, we've already outlined in their contract, so we could add that if we needed to. Because ARPA funding was received in August, we are not actually booking it on the books for fiscal year 21. Normally we would book a receivable, but because it's not, we haven't spent it yet and it's technically not earned yet, we're not booking a receivable or unearned revenue. We're actually not booking it at all. We've talked about that with Tanya's team.
So that makes our lives a little bit easier in terms of not having to worry about the ARPA funds until next year. And hopefully by June 30 of next year, we kind of have some idea of how we're going to spend the money, or at least the first allocation of it. But next year, or this current year that we're in, fiscal year 2022, we definitely will have a single audit for that, because we are planning on spending some of the money this year. And as Tanya said, we are learning as we go. So the council has been great. We've been taking information to council about what we think is, this is the audit committee meeting.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you're welcome to come in if you would like, but.
No, are we going to be in here?
Yeah, in the council chambers, yes.
Where's our pre-meeting?
Oh, I don't know.
Might be in here.
Okay, might be in here.
Cool.
And then other than that, hopefully we'll be able to issue on time this year. As you remember last year, there were a lot of issues with people getting CARES Act funding in through the end of the year, and so we had to extend because of South Fork Water Board not having their financials done yet, or Oregon City. This year, it sounds like we're kind of on a tight timeline with all the different CARES Act funding still, but we're hoping that we'll be able to issue on time, but we'll let you know if there's any need for an extension. We're really gunning to get it done so that we don't have to.
At this point, we anticipate that it will be done on time. And so same with Oregon. We're also Oregon City's and South Fork Water Board's auditors. So it makes it a little bit easier. As long as we feel comfortable with the numbers, then you can run with it. But we have to do that before we can issue. So,
yeah. So hopefully we'll be issuing on time, which will be helpful because reports and other things are not held up for the final numbers. But
yeah.
Should be good to go. Other than that.
Good.
Are there any questions from anyone else or any other comments that?
I think you've laid it out pretty nicely. Thank you. How do you do the field work now? Is there?
So
what's involved with field work? We're doing
a hybrid model. So some on site and some off site. Like, I believe, because it's a little bit, certain things are easier for us to do on site. So when we're doing payroll testing, it's much easier to come out and pull the personnel files than to have somebody go through and scan those to us. So it's going to be a hybrid model. So like my team right now is working remotely, but then if they need to come in for specific testing, they'll come in to City Hall. So it'll be a combination.
Got it.
It's a little bit easier than a completely remote. We can do a completely remote audit if we have to, but it does make it a little bit more efficient if those bigger files. I mean, because if you think about an invoice, when we're looking at invoices, some invoices are like 50 pages long. So in order to have them scan 50 pages, it's going to take somebody a significant amount of time to stand there at the copier and do that. And so if we can just come out and look at the file, it's way faster.
Not to mention, finding all the invoices, taking all the staples out, putting them all in,
sticky notes being removed,
it's a lot of wasted time. So last year, Tanya's team came out a couple days, I think 2 or 3 days, and I'm assuming that that's probably what we'll do this year.
Mm-hmm.
So they're pulling samples as we speak.
But the majority of it will be remotely. As much as we can do remote, we can, because it's... we're getting used to doing things remote now. but there are definitely some efficiencies with just being on site. I think the hardest part is actually the inquiries and things, just because it's much easier to do inquiries and things in person. So I'd say that's probably the hardest piece is just that, oh, I saw you in the elevator. Hey, did you know about this? Like, those kinds of conversations are not those, what we call elevator conversations are not happening right now. And so that's probably the hardest part with remote auditing in our opinion. So.
But there's no actual requirement to do anything actually in the field?
Nope. The AICBA, best practices and things even, there's no requirement for us to be on site. None of the accounting standards require you to be on site to do it. So we did, Westland was not one of them, but some of our other audits we did 100% remote last year. So. Everybody has a different comfort level. Every entity is a little bit different. So we're just kind of going by whatever our clients, how our clients feel and our team members, how they feel about going on site as well. So, yeah.
Sounds good.
I'll just thank you for being here and Nathan as well, our citizen member.
Yeah.
I think it's good that we have this process, and I'm really proud of our finance team as well, because
thank you.
I know you and Josh and other staff work very hard on the finances, especially with ARPA. I mean, the whole getting $6 million and then all the rules to go with it, having to figure out how we can spend it. We're trusting your guidance and
thank you.
Done a great job, so thanks.
We appreciate that. And we appreciate you guys being here and
yeah.
and doing this. We will do another meeting, likely either before the December council meeting or January. Council meeting, depending on when we're able to issue. So that will be our wrap-up meeting where Tanya will go over all the results and we'll go from there.
But if there was ever something that we were concerned about, we'd reach out to you and we'd have another meeting. So if there was something that came to our attention that we needed to get a hold of you, we would do that. So, but we haven't had that. I've had that very few times in my career where I've had to do that. That is not a fun conversation. So I do not anticipate that we'll have to do that. So
let's hope not.
Yeah. We're all going to knock on some wood here.
Yeah, right?
So, yeah. But thank you all for being here as well. So,
thank you.
We appreciate it when we have audit committees that are involved with being able to help with the process. So, and, you know.
I wish I had more to ask. I just, you know.
No, it's perfectly fine. Especially this meeting, there's not, you guys aren't getting presented with anything. It's just more so like, here's what our plan is. Here was what we're doing. And so this meeting's usually like pretty easy going. Once you have the financial statements, there might be some more questions. So, yeah. But thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you. For being online.
Yes,
hopefully you could kind of hear us. Okay.
Bye, everyone.